This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Most sermons that most ministers give, they give you an outline, and here I want you to write down 3 points, and I do that often myself. But there are times when the text is your outline. There are times when the verses you read, that's what you should have as your outline, is what does the Word say? And today is one of those days. So look at verse 1 with me. It says, "Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart." I'm going to surprise you today, but every man and every woman in this room who's a believer in Christ has a ministry, whether you know it or not. The word ministry just means service. The word minister means servant. To have a ministry means anything you do in the name of Christ and for Christ is your ministry. Would you listen to that again? Anything you do in the name of Christ. You give a cup of cold water to a thirsty man or woman in the name of Jesus. That's your ministry. You help somebody out in a tight situation, whatever it's financially or advice, counsel, that's your ministry. We all have a ministry. We don't lose heart. We don't give up. Satan wants you to throw in the towel and say, what's the use? You weren't called to come to Christ for a few years or till something better comes along. You were called to be faithful unto death. Revelation says, be faithful unto death. It's a lifetime commitment that leads into eternity. Now let's focus on that verse that maybe is intriguing to some people. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. What's that mean to renounce? Well, you may say, well, I don't use that word. Well, maybe you don't, but you've done what the word means. Don't raise your hand, but has anybody ever said this recently? Well, I'm done with him. Well, you know so-and-so, I'm done with her. I'm done. That's it. I've written them out of my life. That's renouncing somebody. That's declaring to yourself, I'm done with that person. And Paul says, we renounce secret and shameful ways. And somebody said, well, what were those secret and shameful ways? If we knew what he's talking about, they wouldn't be secret, would they? I don't know what they were, what he's referencing exactly. But I know the principle is there. There comes a time in a man's life, a woman's life, a young person's life to renounce stuff going on in your life. Why? Because there's power in declaring, I'm done with this. This garbage has been going on in my life for 10 years. I'm done with it. To renounce secret and shameful ways, that may speak to somebody here, and if it does, I'm glad you're here today. I don't say that arrogantly or presumptuously. I say it to all of us, to you and to me. What is it in your life that you need to renounce in the name of Christ? Look at verse 3. And even if our gospel, the good news, is veiled, it is veiled to those who are dying, who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. This may surprise you, what I'm going to say. I think it surprised some people in the first two services, but I personally don't think Satan cares if you get drunk on Friday night. I really don't think he cares either, one way or the other. I don't think he cares if you get higher than a kite on Saturday. I don't think he even cares who you're sleeping with, if you're sleeping in some immoral relationship with another person. I'll tell you what he wants to do in your life, real plain and simple, right from this verse. He wants to blind you. He does care about blinding you to the truth of the gospel. He wants to blind you to the truth of God's word. That's all that matters to him. He doesn't care what you do or what you don't do, as long as you're blind. Spiritually speaking, as long as you're blind.
Have you ever noticed that spiritual blindness seems to run in families? I have. Have you ever noticed that blindness seems to run with a group of people, that people who are blind spiritually tend to find other people who are blind just like them? Our website is crosshope.org. Crosshope.org. We'll continue tomorrow exactly where we leave off today.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.